This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Court ordered to do this, so if you want to write complaints, don't. We have to. It's Friday! Thank God it's Friday! And you know what that means? It's Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, I feel great.
All right, so the point of this exercise is this.
Can you stop doing that?
Put smile in your voice, okay?
Okay.
So we
have
all
you,
just...
That reminded me of the bloopers at
You're
the end of Toy Story.
You're not putting smile in your voice, Aaron.
I'm not done. That reminds me of like the bloopers or like the end of Toy Story 2 when Barbie at the very like post credits. Mm-hmm. She's like...
I know exactly what you're saying.
So
I don't think I've ever watched it that long.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. She's like, goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And
then, oh, she does it like the stewardess thing?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, flight attendant.
Yeah. And then she's like, goodbye. Oh my God. So good.
All right. So... We're all gonna talk like this. Who wants to go first?
Do we have to talk like that?
I'll go.
Good, Tiak. Oh my God. Who doesn't love
Take yourself Tiak. Back to 1961.
Okay.
A young
None
woman.
Of us were alive.
None of us?
None of us were alive.
Oh,
what the what?
Okay, wow, the smile's gone. The smile's gone.
Feel Good Friday is over. Okay. What?
I don't, okay.
Oh my God, Aaron, how old do you think I, oh my God. Oh my God. She ruined Feel Good Friday.
Sorry, everyone.
What?
Yeah, no, okay.
Yeah, can
I repeat,
saying?
Like... BJ's age. Oh, we're back to feeling good.
Back in 1961, there was a 30-year-old Barbara Urban, and she was at a party when word spread that an infant had vanished in the neighborhood. So the party kind of broke up and went to go look for this infant. She says she doesn't know what made her go in and pick the house that she picked, but she went into the backyard of one of the houses in the neighborhood. And she found a young boy who, 21 month old at the time.
Oh my God.
He was unresponsive in the family pool. She pulled him out of the pool.
Oh my gosh.
She gave him CPR, mouth to mouth. She did everything. She brought him back to life. She saved his life.
Okay.
Those two, Barbara and that young boy, have now been reunited for the first time since 1961. Now Barbara's 94. That young boy is now 64 years old.
You think I'm 64 years old? I am going to throat punch you.
Feel Good Friday.
Wow.
They've been reunited, and he's thanked her again for saving his life.
He literally owes his life to her.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All 64 years of it.
Wow.
To Barbara. There's a cute
that
picture.
Is...
The picture she made, the headlines of the local paper when she saved the boy, and now a new picture of them as both grown adults.
Cute.
Heartwarming, yeah.
I love that.
An you feel organ- that gap right there?
Yep. An Oregon man was injured.
Say it with the smile in your voice, Aaron.
There was an Oregon man.
No!
I don't like that. There was a man in Oregon who was injured, and he was stuck overnight. His car had plummeted into a very steep ravine.
Oh, my God.
And he was stuck, stranded. No one knew where he was.
I think we all know what stranded and stuck is.
I'm filling time.
You can mansplain it a little harder.
You see.
So what had happened? Probably stuck.
Well, he had four dogs in the car with him.
Oh.
And one of them was like, don't worry, I got this.
Okay.
And traveled 4 miles by himself. The dog left. Traveled 4 miles to reach family, brought the family back to the car.
Whoa. Your face.
And the family was able to get help.
I'm going to say this. My dog shows up. He's like, rah, rah. I'm like, cool. Come on in. Have a treat.
I know.
I'm not going. I'm going to follow you back to the ravine.
I know. Yeah. Shut up.
Right. Also, I don't have the strength to get all the way back there as a 64-year-old man. I'm so incredibly tired.
I didn't say that you look old. I just didn't know what you were born.
Holy... My feel-good Friday story is about a school bus driver.
Oh.
This school bus driver is used to driving his route every day, but this was a day he didn't have to drive his route. It was a day off. So he's driving his usual route just in his regular old car and drives by one of his students' houses, and that house is aflame.
Oh, no.
My gosh.
The house is afire. He jumped out of his car, being a retired police officer, kicked the door in, went searching the house for any children that might be inside. No one was inside, but the family dog was inside. And thanks to his quick acting, door kicking, 64-year-old ass, the dog is fine.
It's good.
I love that.
You guys love dogs.
I don't love anything. I'm going to get Botox.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.